right? For our argument's sake, it means that it won't live. And if it won't live, for Rabbi Akiva's point of view, is that already good enough to be a Kabel Tumah? That's a good question. Question clear? Right? Okay, it's difficult to understand because we're confusing concepts here, right? We're not calling the fish a trefa. We just say that if it got a semen like a trefa, would that be for Rabbi Akiva a definition already to say the fish now won't live and therefore will be Kabel Tumah? We can ask this question according to both opinions. Both Rabbi Yochanan, who brought Rabbi Yossi Aglili early on, who said even a chaya can become a tame, or even according to us, a chaya can become a tame. Tibala madam a trefa chaya, behema who did nafish chiyuta, an animal lives a long period of time, and they afal dagim lo nafish chiyuta, but a fish doesn't live long. Therefore, the answer is no. Or deal mafilu madam a trefa and a chaya, a trefa even it won't live. Hani mili behema diyesh mili shchita. It only applies to an animal who's got shchita, and therefore the trefa concept doesn't apply. Aval dagim de'ein b'minan shchita, lo, it won't apply. This concept doesn't even affect us. The gross is taiku. Okay. So now, hitin and nefil. Now a new question over here. Right? An animal miscarried. Right? Right? Hitin and nefil. Rashi says there, hitin and nefil. Just I can't see my own pages. I can't read it. I don't know where I am. Yeah. Behema mahamapenet. Right? Rabbi Yochanan amar chelbo kechelev behema. Rabbi Yochanan says that this animal that was miscarried, right? In other words, it didn't go to its full term, right? It was an animal that was bumped out before it was born. How did that translate there in the English, by the way? What's going on here?
This
is a fetus. A fetus. Right? We're talking about the fetus now, right? So, chelbo kechelev behema. The fetus, it wasn't fully born. Now, the question is the chelev Isur Doraita. Rabbi Yochanan says Chelbo Chel Behema, exactly like Chel Behema, and therefore look at Rashi, you owe their Bekaret. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Chelbo Kechelav Chaya. He says no, the Chelav Yad Kechaya. We know Chaya Chelav is Mutar, right? You aren't over on the Chelav at all. Look at Rashi, Chelav Chaya. Ve'ain bo ele Isur. If I die, it's my chelib like a chelib, chay or behem, I don't know. Okay. Dog. So now, like a
dog.
Chelib chay, right? The aim bo ele isur nevele, she'en shchitato metarto, aval chelbo kivsaro. So it's like it's an interesting thing. So you've got isur nevele, but there's no separate isur over here of chelib. Right? And interesting, you see Rashi says as well, she'en shchitato metaharto. So this unborn fetus, you can't shecht it like a kosher. And normally a behema tahora, right? We know if it dies, you can shecht it and the shchita will take it out of tumat nevela. But this is a less than a ben shmone. And a ben shmone isn't ra'ui shchita. Shchita doesn't work with it. So therefore shchita won't help us over here. But nonetheless, he says there's no issur of chaylev. Why? Avira garim. Now, Rashi alluded to these different concepts yesterday, if somebody was paying attention. He says, Avira garim. What's Avira garim? Once it was born into the airspace, Leshavia behema, became a behema. The chevan de nolad, it was born, mitasar, becomes asur. The afil Rabbi Yehuda de Amalel, chelbo mutar, hatam hu de lo yatsa la avir. And on yesterday's daf, when Rabbi Yehuda said that this fetus's chaylev was mutar, that's when it wasn't born. It was a ben pku'a, and you took it out of the mother. But if it's born, it's miscarried, it's a birth. Right? Once it hits the airspace, it's treated like an animal, l'chol davar. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no. Chelv chaylev chachaya. Why is it like a chaya? He says, chodashim garmi. He says, months. In order for an animal to be called an animal, it has to go through a nine-month birthing period, and become fully developed, and it's the time that counts, not the air. Look at Rashi, Chelbo kechelev chaya, chodashim, but you see this here, Rashi adds in a word. Look at Rashi, even though you haven't look at Rashi, look at Rashi for a second. Can you see the Rashi there, the extra word? Got there, nami. You see that? Rashi says, Chelbo kechelev chaya, Chodashim nami garmi. What does it mean, nami? Also, look how Rashi says it. What's Rashi say? The chodashim v'avira ba'inan. We need both. So it's not that Rashi Lakish is saying that we need month. Rabbi Yochanan is saying we need air. Rashi Lakish is saying, no, we need air and months. So we need it to be birthed properly, and it has to be have gone a full period. And therefore, this only went, it didn't go full term, and therefore, it doesn't help us. It was like, there's another way of saying this, machloket, yesh omrim, kol heiched lo kalu lo chodashav lo klumu. He says that even Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish both agree that if it never finished its months, there's nothing. They all agree that you have to have the period. Ki pligi, where's this machlok taking place? This is a yesh, another way of reading this together. Heiched hoshit yado lemaye behemah v'talashchei v'shel ben teishachai v'acha. It's not a case of a mapolet, of a miscarried birth. It's a case where there was a 9-month-old fetus in the womb. And the sheikh or somebody stuck their hand into the mother's womb, cut a piece of chalev off the 9-month-old fetus, and pulled the chalev out. Now we have the question. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chelbok Chalev Behema. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's like a fully fledged animal. Why? Chodashim Garmi. Because we've got a full period of 9 months. Is that called the gestation period? Is that the right term?
It's a gestation period.
Huh?
Gestation period.
Same as a human being. Yeah, we learned that in the scriptures. Right? Why? And yeah, this distinction becomes much more clear. Chodashim v'avira garmi. We need both. Okay, so if you look at it, in the previous sugya, Rabbi Yochanan said we only have to have avir, and Rashi said we need both. In this section, Rashi say we need both, and Rabbi Yochanan say we do need the months. Okay, so that would be the two ways of understanding the machlok. Eight Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he's got a kashya. It's like it's ma chaylev u'shtei klayot ha'amurot ba'asham. So now he wants to prove to him now what's going on here. So he brings a kashya, right? A little bit complicated. He says like this. We've got a pasuk, and the pasuk says, ve'et kol chelbo yakirimenu. Let's talk about a korban. Yeah, korban asham. Ve'et kol chelbo yakirimenu et ha'aliya ve'et ha'chaylev ha'mechaseh et ha'kerev. You burn with it the chalev, the aliyah, the tail, v'ta chalev v'mechaseh ha'kerev, right? And that chalev that covers the diaphragm. V'chtei ha'klayot, and both the kidneys, v'ta chalev asher, and the chalev on the kidneys, asher al ha'ksalim, v'ta yoteret, and this al ha'kaved, this bit of this covering on the liver, al ha'klayot, yesirin, you take off, you remove that piece of the yoteret on the liver, okay? So now he brings that pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Chaylev u'shtei klayot hamrot ba'asham." Look at Rashi, yeah. Ma chaylev u'shtei klayot. Right, it says, "Yeah, chaylev u'shtei klayot." But right, Korash, but right, Kohanim, we've got a midrash. Shenua, but with regards to shlamim, with the korban shlamim, it says, "Et kol ha'chaylev asher al ha'kerev." That's the pasuk which was brought now, right? Velo et ha-shalil, right? But not the what's inside. The shalil there is the fetus. It says, Yachol lo yehe ba'onesh va'azara, aval yehe ba'amud va'krev. Is it possible that in the warning and the punishment stage, where it's telling you what you can and you can't do, it mentions the fetus, but nonetheless, yehe ba'amud va'krev, but you can shecht it? When the bride they're speaking about chaylev in the pasuk and the shtei klayot with Hashem she'etel mudlomar v'ma shlamim, the shita changed that from Talmud lomar v'ma, not dama, v'ma shlamim. What is a shlamim? She'ein kol minan taun aliyah, that not all of the tops need this aliyah, the tail. Harehin tunin chaylev shtei klayot, but you do nonetheless have to bring onto the mizbeach the chaylev and the tei klayot. Asham, right? A korban asham. Shekol minot. All the ashamim have to have aliyah. Ein odin sheyiton chaylev shtei klayot. Isn't it obvious there that we'd have to have the two klayot and the chaylev? So now we've got the asham. All need it. The shlamim don't need the aliyah, but we do have the klayot. So ma tamud lomar, so what's the chilush avia? El lomar lecha ma chaylev u'shtei ha'klayot ha'amur ba'asham mutzar miklal shalil, or excluded when you're talking about the fetus. Chaylev zeh mutzar miklal chaylev shalil. So therefore, the chaylev must be included as well. There's no din of chaylev. שאינך יכול לומר חרב שליל יקרב הנמצא באשם שאין אשם נקבה. Now, interesting thing over here is the Asham is only a Zachar. There's no Nekeva. So the Nekeva can never have a fetus inside of it. Right? So why would we learn the din of this with regards to an Asham? Doesn't apply. It can only be a Zachar. So what's the Chidush over here? Right? So now comes the... We'll come a little bit clearer in a second. So remember, we're trying to prove over here. Remember what our discussion over here is? Is this a Chay... Is, are we over on Chaylev or not? It says like this. We got from the din here of Chedush Da Akayot and what Abba Hashem. Mutza miklal shalil. It doesn't apply at all if there's a pregnant animal over here. Afkol mutza miklal shalil. It's all, look at Rashi, afkol. Afilu v'korbanot haba'in nekeva. So therefore, if it's Hashem, it's only a Zachar. And there we've learned this Chedush that the Hashem is excluding the shalil. It doesn't apply in the shalil. Therefore, v'korbanot haba'in nekeva, which you do have females, where there might be a fetus inside the animal, might be pregnant. Chedav ha'amur bahen mutza miklal shalil. The din of Ched doesn't apply. So now says Rabbi Yochanan, here comes his proof. Bishlom ledidi, Rabbi Yochanan says, according to me, hainu lishtus krali me'utei. We need a krali me'utei. Why? Because I'm telling you that the chelev of the fetus is like normal chelev. And therefore, we have to have a pasuk to tell us that we don't bring that chelev. Because according to you, el ledidach, you tell you, Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish, look at Rashi there, ha lav chelev, because it's not called chelev in the first place. You say that a chaylev of an unborn fetus is not chaylev, it's like a chaya. Not called chaylev. So, upshita de'eno ba'amud v'akir, it's a pashut that you don't bring it onto the Mizbeach. V'lamad is, so why do you need a special pashut to exclude the fetus as chaylev? You with me? Ignore the first part of the whole complicated story of the Hashem and the Shlami. But what the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan saying to Resh Lakish, according to you, Resh Lakish, who says that the fetus's chaylev is not called a fetus, it's not called chaylev, why does the Torah have to exclude it? Doesn't exist, not there, it's pashut. I explain why we have to exclude, because I say that it's chaylev. And if it's chaylev, then we're going to learn that we can't bring it. That's the bottom line of the question. So my last, Rabbi Shlaki says to him now, time adidina mach, he says, my answer is also from here, it's the same makor. Now, this is answer, I'm not sure I understand 100%. But look what he says to Tamed Didi, my reasoning, says Rosh Lakish, that I don't call it Chelev. Da amina lav Chelev. Look at Rosh Lakish, I'm saying it's not a Chelev. I learned it from here. This is where I learned it's not a Chelev. Your whole kashya of why is the Torah excluded if it's not a Chelev, I'm telling you this is the proof it's not a Chelev. Da hacha afkei rachmane miklal Chelev. The Torah itself said, when you got to bring a Chelev, you can't bring the fetus as Chelev. Why can't you bring the fetus as chaylev? Because it's not a chaylev. You with me? Right? The me'ate me'akrava. The Torah says you can't bring it. The lav de me'ate. And if the Torah wouldn't have told us the fetus as chaylev, you can't bring on the mizbeach. Have I made it a chaylev? I would have said it's a chaylev and you can bring it. The fact that the Torah tells me I can't bring it, why can't I bring it? The mitzvah is to bring chaylev. This isn't chaylev. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say to him, it must be chaylev because the Torah excludes it. It wasn't chaylev, only excludes it. No, that's why you exclude it. Okay? That's, all right, 80. So now, Ikid Ami, there's another Yesh Omer of how this Machloket is learned. Other way around, 80 Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yochanan. Rosh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the Kasha, Ma chaylev ushtaye klayot hamor pa'asham? What is this? The remember, Hashem is only Zachar, right? Can't have a fetus. Can't be a pregnant baby, animal. He says, what is that chaylev shtekel talking about in Asham? Mutza miklal shalil. It comes to exclude the shalil. Why? Because it can't be a pregnant fetus because only zachar. Af kol mutza miklal shalil. Therefore, for always, the fetus's chaylev is excluded from mikolchet. And he says, bishlom ledidi. Rosh Lakish says, mishum hachi mi'ater rachman. So the Torah excludes it. Ledidach likarev. But according to you, it's a chaylev. So therefore, you should be able to bring it on the Mizbeach. Right? Remember, when the Gemara uses the Lashon Li, like Lishni, it means you should, remember? The Lamed in the front is like a command. Li Karev. According to you, it should be a Korban. So he says, Elemidi Dahave Amechusazman. Shabbat Yochanan answer says, no. Why can't it be? Because it hasn't got enough time. Maybe you can't bring a Korban in the first 8 days of its birth. Right, so you see, I get out of it, Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, we've learned this before, right? I mean, we look at Rashi Mechus Hazman. Midi Dehavei Abuchus Hazman. Diyatza La'avir, The kalu charashav, it was born, so it's got avir, it's got air. And kalu charashav, it's 9 months old, there's no problem here with its gestation. Ude kule alma behemahu, and everybody agrees it's an animal. Upasle rachmana bakrava kol shiva. The first, only on the 8th day, sorry, I said all 8 days. On the for 7 days, you can't shech, you can't bring animals as a korban. Only on its 8th day can you bring it as a korban. So this was a ben kuah, it was born straight away. We're talking about it being, or a fetus in the mother's womb. It's a ben kuah, so it's considered an animal, but it's in the, it hasn't lived for 8 days, 7 days on its own. That's why you couldn't bring it. Okay. This is that way. Okay, Amar Rabbi Ami, a new sugya now. Hashochetet ha-treifa. So he says over here, Hashochetet ha-treifa, u-matzaba ben teisha chai. So that was an interesting one. You shecht a treifa. Right? And now, treifa meaning a kosher animal, a behemoth tahora, but it's got a treifa simanim. Right? Simanim of a treifa. He says, Rabbi, I mean, interesting thing. He says, Ledivre ha-oser matir. And Ledivre ha-matir oser. Look at Rashi, yeah? Ledivre ha-mat ha-oser. People, according to that manda amar, that ben tish'a chai, b'ksheira, ad she'yishchatenu. Right? Who's that? Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir says that a 9-month-old Ben Pekua needs his own shchita, right? He says, the man, the divrei ha-oser, he says, you can't eat it until you've done his own shchita, matir. Nonetheless, they say, matir et zeh ba'achila. They say, you can't eat this animal with its own shchita, of course. Why? To shchitato, metarto. Because we consider it a separate animal to its mother. So its mother, ein achinami, is a treifa. But because Rabbi Meir demands its own shchita, it's a separate animal, separate independent item, its own identity, isn't affected by the mother being a treifa. Right? And lemanda and ledivrei hamatir, right, which would be chachamim, who say that you don't have to worry about shchita, right? Look at the Rashi, ledivrei hamatir, belo shchita b'shel ksheira, right? That normally, if the mother was a ksheira, you would be able to eat it on its own without shchita. Oser, they will say this animal is asur. Why? Look at Rashi b'shel treifa. Because it's a treifa. De shchita didei lo mahanye bei. Remember, Steve, we come back to the original question. Because each shchita doesn't even help it. Not only doesn't want the shchita, you can't do shchita to it. You don't do shchita to a ben pekua. And therefore, the shchita of the mother is what does the shchita. The mother is a treifa. Right? Ubishchita treifa lo mishtari. You see that Rashi says there, and the shchita of its mother, which was a treifa, doesn't help this animal to become mutar. Sharehu ke'echad mi'evrei. It's like one of its limbs.
It's
treifa. Becomes a treifa. That's what Rami says. That the Rabbi Meir will say that it's mutar, Rechachavim will say that it's asu. Right? Rava says a little bit differently. Ledivra hamatir nami mutar. He says, no, even Chachamim will allow you to eat this one. Why? Arba simanin ikshar bei rachmanim. We saw this yesterday. Because the Torah gives you 4 simanim. Right? What were the 4 simanim? We said the 2 of the mother, 2 of the child. In other words, according to this opinion, you can shecht a ben pekua. Right? Or you can rely on its mother's shchita. Because it's got 4 simanim. The mother's got 2 simanim. It's got 2 simanim. So in other words, you can choose which simanim you want. That's what Rashi says over here. It's a little bit different to the previous opinion. Okay, Amara. And so look at let's look at the Rashi. Arba, I thought I would read it, but let's read it. Arba simanim heterahu derave bei rachmana. The Torah, it's a heter that the Torah increased upon. In other words, it widened the heter. Mikol bebehema tochelu. The pasuk mikol bebehema tochelu. What does it mean? Sheim ratza ochlo beshchidat imo. But if it needs its own shchita, because the mother was a treif, then you can't rely on the mother's shchita. Kegon shalil shel treif, but like our case, shochto umuta. Then you shecht it on its own. Shehu nitar b'shnayi mi'arba siman. You got 2 out of the 4 siman you can use. Or beveshet v'kane shelo, or its own veshet v'kane, or beveshet v'kane shel imo. Okay? So basically you got a choice. So we got 3 opinions here. The one opinion says it's its own animal, needs shchita, like we made. Chavi say it doesn't eat shchita. Not only doesn't eat shchita, you can't even use shchita. Right? Comes along, Rav and says, no, that there is a 3rd possibility here, that you can do shchita if you want, but you don't have to. So when the mother was a good mother, shchita was a good shchita, you wouldn't have to do shchita, but if you want, you can do shchita on its own if you need to, like in our case. Okay? So that's a bigger hit here. Now, Look at the bottom line of Rashi. Rashi says like this. We're going to see three opinions over here. It says, Bain Rabbi Ami, Ubain de Rav Chizda, right? Ubain Betani de Rabbi Chia. In all these three opinions, we're going to see three people being quoted in a minute. Bechuluhu Garsinan, all of them read into their brighter, Hashochet et HaTreifa. Now we'll see what that means in a second. We'll see a second that there's another version in the Gemara, which is Hashochet et HaBehema. Okay, so that, remember that, bear that in mind, right? We'll come to you now in a second. Okay, how are we doing here for time? It's a difficult dapim. This is not so difficult, but a much more difficult dapim. This is a long daf, though. I mean, it's just long. Okay, let's go. So now, says Amar Rav Chizda, Hashochet la treifa, I'm at the bottom of Ayin Hayamul Aleph, Yushech the treifa. Like the case we just saw, I mean, we had Rabbi Ami, right? I wrote this case. Rav Chizda brings the case. I'm Rav Chizda. The same case. Hashochet la treifa matzaba ben teishachai taon shchita v'chai b'zor v'lechaim v'akeva. Just he adds on a bit there. He says taon shchita. It needs its own shchita. Why does it need its own shchita? Look at Rashi. La tiro b'achilah b'shchita imo treifa eno nitar. The mother shchita won't help us because it was a treifa, right? If the mother shchita would help us, we'd say it's like one of its limbs, and therefore it would be a treifa as well.
If the mother was treifa.
We're talking about a case of a treifa. Mm-hmm. We found it in a treifa mother. Right? So there we did our treifa. We're relying there on that second opinion of Rava, of Rava, who said the Torah allowed us four simanim, Rabbi could choose between it or its mother. And Yuchayev, Bezroa, Lechaim, and Akeva, right? Because it's a proper shchita, you want it as a korban. Etc. The Zovchei Azevach here is called the Zevach. Right? So in other words, this Ben Pkua becomes its own animal, Shchita, you mean as a Korban. And Ben Pkua, as a rule, you can't bring as a Korban. Remember, we learned that as well. But because you're giving it its own Shchita, it loses the status of Ben Pkua and it becomes like a regular animal. That's what we're learning over here. Right? V'imet, and if it dies, Tahor Miletamei B'masa. Right? Look at Rashi there. V'imet belo shchita, if it dies without shchita, tahor miletameb masa. Why does it become tahor? The shchita imo metarto. So it's got a bit of both worlds, right? On the one hand, you have to shecht it on its own. It's a korban, but nonetheless, the shchita's mother did help it in some form to take it out of the din of nevela. Okay, so we've got a bit of a kilayim here now. You with me? We've got like a bit of a mix-up here of dinin. So that's exactly what Rava says to him. Right, this was Rav Chizda. So now Amarle Rava, the Mesorah Shas changes to Rabba. Amarle Rava, so Rava says to Rav Chizda. Listen, I don't know what's going on here, Rav Chizda. You say Taun Shchita, it needs Shchita. If it needs Shchita, right, so come on, who's that like? Rabbi Meir. That's like Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, you say, the mate, if it dies with Ashkita, Tahor mina tabe masa, doesn't cause tumma nevela. Who's that like? Karabanan. So decide. Is Aloha like Rimeir or like Rabanan? You can't have both ways. So Rav Chizda says to Rabba, Ulatameh, according to you, Rabba, Hadatani. See, now this is why Rashi is telling us. We're seeing this is the third quote. So we had Rabbi Ami, who was the first time we learned it. Then we got Rav Chizda now, also learning it. And now comes along Rav Chizda to Rabba, and he's defending, he says, look, Tamei, according to you, Rabba, how the time we got this brighter, where Rabbi Chia says, Hashochet et ha-treifa, u-matza ba ben tesha chayet un-shchita, v'chayet b'zhov l'chayet v'kayet, we met tahor, we met tamei b'masa v'tashchita, exactly the same thing. Come on, we met tahor, we met tamei b'sakra, we see that it's really a brighter there. Rabbi Chia brought the brighter. Now just stop for 1 second. Look at that Gimel Mishra Hashas. You see that there's a treifa there? It says there, Girsat HaRashba B'Shem Rabban Chananel HaBehema. That's why Rashi in the previous Amud told us that all three are treifa. The says there, Rabbi Rashba, this his own version, it's actually Behema. He says, U'meyashay V'Tosfot. You look at the Tosfot of the first Amud. U'letame Chadar Michia. Taime Kevin DeShemir Lei Brighter Lei Mebrighter. Tosfot's got a kashia. If Rabbi Chia said it in the brighter, so he should have said, "V'letameich, ha, we got a brighter that says Hashochet et HaTreifa." Not quite Rabbi Chia. Should have said, "We got a brighter stronger," because Rabbi Chia is not a Tana. We should say we've got a brighter of our shochet et. So the Mishnah Rasha says that this is meyashev Tosfot Kashia. Why didn't he say brighter? Because the brighter actually says behema and not treifa. So wouldn't it be the same kashia with me? Mm-hmm. If you don't, if you've got it, it's okay. Yeah. Okay. So now she says, "What do you ask of me? You've got a brighter." So I said, "I understand why. Why you got a kashia on me? Already you see the Tanaim learned it that way." Says the halo kashia. Rabbi Chia didn't learn it the way you said the same. Rabbi Chia says what? Im kfar mitza omet ka'amar. Rabbi Chia has got a different answer. Rabbi Chia says not im mate, but im kfar mitza omet. Look at Rashi here. What's the difference? Kfar mitzom v'maye imo ka'amar. That's a case if it was born dead. V'chule Rabbi Meir amra. Then the whole opinion goes Rabbi Meir. Why? There's no shechita here. If it was found dead, we didn't shecht it. See, changing the things that would be made, would be here talking about a different case altogether. We're here discussing a case where there wasn't shechita. Let's talk about a case. Look at Rashi. The modern Meir beben teisha mate the shechitat imo matirato. Remember, Meir said that it has to have shechita if it's born 9 months old. But if it was a dead fetus, then the shechitas of the mother did help us. V'zeh she imo treifahi. Matirato miha midan avela ke echad mi ivrei. Even we may would agree that the shechita there is of the mother. In other words, we're not discussing a case of like your case. What was our case? Our case over here was Rabbi Chizda hashochet la treifu matzaba ben teshachai. No, Rabbi Chia's case is a case of where mitzah omet, and the shechita's the mother of the shechita's by the help is not being a tamea, right? So he's a different call together. And ladidach kasha, you got a kasha. Why? Because look at Rashi. The lo mahardart li kvar mitzor kamin a kasha. You never said to me, Rabbi Chia speaking about a case where we found it dead. You're still going on the assumption that we found it alive and we shechted it. Now I've got a question. How can you say shechita on the one hand, which is like a meir, and tamei on the other, which is like a chamin? According to my case, where I understand Rabbi Chia says, no, we found it dead, and therefore there's never shechita. You know, Meir would agree it was found dead. Even though it was a treifa, it's a treifa shchuta, and not an avela, it would have caused tumah. Okay? So that's how he changed the whole thing altogether. Sorry. So now, Amale, Rav Chizda says, no. Amale, didn't have no kasha. Rav Chizda says, no kasha. Why? Because Arba Siman Shem Rechmana. Because even in my case, if I say we found it alive, I'm going to the opinion that they're forcing my name. And therefore, it's not a case of Rabbi Meir or Chachamim. Even Chachamim, in this, according to this opinion, would agree that if it was born alive and the mother was a treifa, so we've got a choice to shecht it or not to shecht it. So the shechita here is not Rabbi Meir. The shechita here is Chachamim. You with me? Are you all with me? I agree with that, but we're going back to our case now. We said they're forcing money. Therefore, that we understood always that who says that a 9 month old has to have shechita, that's Rabbi Meir. But before we understood that there's a possibility that even Chachamim would agree that the forcing money act applies, and therefore if a ben ku'ah can be shechted. And if it can be shechted, it's not Rabbi Meir, it's Chachamim. Right? That's basically the answer of the act. Dalet simanim. Look at Rashi. Ukula kerabanan. Umodu rabanan deim bala shochto shochet. Umo ilo. Velo amre shachut veomedu. It's rabanan. We're adding in this new concept of a four siman act. And therefore, even Chachamim would agree that if you want to shecht it, you can shecht it. And therefore, it would be separate to its mother. It wouldn't become tame because of the shechita agav imo. But you could eat, you could do the shechita on its own. Okay? With me? Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Kisari Rabbi Zaira, Rashi changes the Gemara around a bit. Look what happens. We read the Gemara like this. Kisari Rabbi Zaira, so Rabbi Zaira made Aliyah, went to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechel Rabbi Asi. He found Rav Asi, the Yativ Uker Amar Leila Hashmaitu. He said over the Sugya. Look how Rashi turns it around. Look at Rashi there. The Dalit. He says, Sarich Lomar Rebbe. Right? So the first thing is, the Mishnah Rashas says, not Rav Asi, but Rebbe Asi. Now, why is that significant? Because the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael had smicha, remember? Mm-hmm. So they were called Rabbi Asi. Mm-hmm. Where the Amoraim in Bavel never had smicha, it would be Rav Asi. So if it was Rav Asi in Bavel, but in Eretz Yisrael, it would be Rabbi Asi. Now look how Rashi turns it around. Rashi says, Ashkechei Rabbi Asi le Rabbi Zaira. So it's not Ashkechei le Rabbi Asi, that Rabbi Zaira found Rabbi Asi saying it. It's Rabbi Asi found Rabbi Zaira saying the sugya. You with me? So according to Rashi, it's Rabbi Zaira who came to Israel, brought from Bavel the din, and he is telling us what the halacha is. And Rabbi Asi finds him. So Kisalik Rabbi Zaira, Ashkechei Rabbi Asi le Rabbi Zaira, the Yativ Ukaamre Leila Hashmaiti. He said over this sugya which we learned a second ago, which was Rabbi Huna, who says that the case is a case of a treifa 9 months old, and you can shecht it yourself because there are basimanim, etc., etc., etc. And Amarles, Rabbi Asi said, Rabbi Zaira, Yashar, which in our case is Yashar Koach, right? He said, well done, fantastic. And he said, not only well done, fantastic, but Rabbi Asi said, Rabbi Zaira, V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Now this makes much more sense. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan is in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Asi is in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zaira brings the halacha from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Zaira, you know what, Shekoach, and this Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael even agrees with you. Right? So now comes the question. Rabbi Yochanan says this. Look how the Gemara immediately assumes that Rabbi Yochanan says it, Rabbi Shlakish obviously doesn't say it. Right? Look at the Gemara's question. Michlal de Palig alei Rabbi Shimon. Does that imply that Rabbi Shlakish is cholek Rabbi Yochanan? And he wouldn't say this? In other words, we would like it to be a case of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, both agree. Look at Rashi. Michlal de Palig alei Rabbi Shimon. Baya ba'aymine. He asked him a question. Shamata shenichlak alav? In other words, Rabbi Zaira said to Rabbi Asi, Do you think Rabbi Reish Lakish is cholek Rabbi Yochanan on this? Right? So look how he answers him. There are two answers here the Gemara brings. Right? Now, Gaon HaBach says like this. Ike de Amri. There's a Yesh Obrim. He puts in here Ike de Amri that this was the one answer together. The one answer was, Masha have shahile v'shatikle. Look at Rashi, yeah? This is interesting in understanding the action, the dynamics of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now, even Rabbi Reish Lakish knew Rabbi Yochanan was greater than him, right? That's obvious. I mean, Rabbi Lakish knew who Rabbi Yochanan was. So Rabbi Yochanan would argue Rabbi Lakish. So look at the first answer. Look at Rashi here. What's Mashe Have Shahile? Min Hagosh Reish Lakish. Keshomer Rabbi Yochanan Shemua. Rabbi Reish Lakish had a custom. Then Rabbi Yochanan would say something, right? She'eno Modelo, and he never agreed with him. He wouldn't just shoot back. Shaha Reish Lakish Sha'a Oshtaim. He'd wait an hour or two. Right? Kodem Sheyachlok Alav. Right? Before he argued with him. Why? Ula Yachzorbo. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would change his mind in that hour or two. Ubetochkach Yatza. And Rashi's saying, and during that hour or two, when Rabbi Yochanan said what he said, Yatza Rabbi Asher. Rabbi Asher left the Beit Midrash. Velo Shama'im Nechlak. He doesn't know. Because he wasn't going to stick around for the whole 2 hours. So Rabbi Yochanan said something. We just know Rabbi Yochanan said it. The Shlakish argue, we're not sure. That's the one Ikad Amri. The Ikad Amri, the other answer that he gave him is, Mishta have shate v'shatikle. Look at the next answer. Shote maim haya. Shlakish was drinking water. Kesham Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, uvetoch kach yatsar Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi left while he was drinking. So he never actually heard him finish what he had to say. So he couldn't really answer. He doesn't know. He knows Rabbi Yochanan says this. He's not sure if Reish Lakish agrees with him or not. Okay. Interesting. All right. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you remember the Mishnah, on the bottom, at the very top of Amud Bet of Ayin Dalet, I know we've got Rav Shimon Zeriomer. Afilu ben chamesh shanim b'choresh b'sadeh shchitat tivo mitarto. He says, ben p'kua, even if for 5 years was busy plowing and wandering around the field, you should let it shchita because the shchita worked from its mother. And the Rashi told us there in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between Rav Shimon Shezuri and Tanakama? Remember that? We saw it yesterday. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Hainu Tanakama. But Tanakama is the one who said that the shchita agav imo. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Mishazuri? So Rav Kahana, he frees agabe karka ikebena. The difference would be between Shimon Zuri and Tanakama is if it walked on the ground. Right? When we learned before that Chachami would tell us that midrabanan, if it walked on the ground, you did shchita. Right? Look at Rashi, he brings it over here. He frees. Amad al presotav, he stood on its feet. Le Tanakama, kevan shalach, since it walked, taun shchita midrabanan. It's very important this, eh? Even Chacham would agree, not the writer. The writer, you could eat it. But the Rabbana, we have to make Shchita once it walked. Why? The Ati lechlufei leecho behemeh belo shchita. You might come to eat other animals without Shchita. So in other words, if no one can make a mistake and see somebody eating without Shchita, if it walked, you have to have a Shchita. Where Rabbi Shimon Shlomo would tell us, no, 5 years, it can wander as much as it likes, and still doesn't eat Shchita. Amrav, Misharshia. So the Divrei HaOmer Choshin HaZera, I mean, we saw this the other day, right? We had this concept the other day, we were worried about the Zera of the father. That was, the Ben Pukah was a father, right? The Rosh Hashanah was on Samech Tet. Remember we had that whole case there of does the Zera mix up? Remember, does the Lim, etc., etc., etc. So it says, the Zera, according to that mind, Amar, that we are Choshesh for the Zera of the father being a Ben Pukah. So in such a case, a Ben Pukah, Haba al Behemim Aliyata, Ben Pukah that has relation with a regular animal, right? We're not a Ben Pukah. Havlad ein lo takana. A new subject now. We're on a new subject altogether. According to this, the vlad, the fetus of such an animal, has got no takana. You can't eat it. Why? Look, Rashi. Share ein lo takana. It's quite a long Rashi. It's worth looking at it. Share hu kemi she'ein lo ele siman echad mitzarimo. We're saying like this. The animal's got two simani. But one of its simanim comes from the father and one comes from the mother. The one from the father has already been shechted. Because the father's siman was shechted agav imo. So it's really only got one siman. She a siman ashein is shachut vomelut. Then it's really been shechted. She ain't shechit in oeget bo. Ubehem mebechad siman lo mitkashin. You can't shechle with only one siman. Vahai siman a bacha. And now we might say, okay, let's say when we shecht the animal, its second siman is mitstaref to the grandmother's first siman. Right, look here. Vahai siman a bacha lo mitstaref lekam. It doesn't join up. We learned already at the beginning of Chulin that one of the things that's osir with Shchita is Shehiyah. Remember? That you can't wait between Siman and a Siman long enough to shecht the Siman. So now the Shchita of its grandmother was the first Siman, and that is the Achla Shehiyah. Right? There's no longer case of Shehiyah than that between the grandmother and the grandchild. You with me? So that would be a long Shehiyah. The first one when he was born, and Rav Misharshia doesn't hold this opinion that there's four simanim, and you could choose the mother or the child, because in that case we say that the child siman is independent to the mother siman, right? Okay, so that's the Rashi. Amr Abaya, Tabaya says, wait a second, I call modim bekalut ben pekua shemuta. I think that's just a separate aloha, right? Now, new aloha. They're all connected. I think they're connected. Amr Abaya, I call modim. Rabbi says, I call. When he says, I call modim, Tanakama, that argues with Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, who would need shchita, says Rashi, if it walked on the ground, midirabanan. Even he would agree that a kalut ben pekua would be muta, shemuta. What's a kalut ben pekua? Right, the child, there's a ben pekua, and it has a child who's got hooves that aren't kalut, right? My time, why? Kol milta de tamiha, because what's he saying over here? Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Tanakama argue about what? They argue about whether a ben pekua needs shchita. Tanakama says it needs shchita. Why does it need shchita? Why does it need shchita, Tanakama? So you don't make a mistake. So you don't get confused. It was even here, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that in theory, al midoraita, it could plow for 5 years and it would be okay, the shchita. But in case you'd get confused, we'd say, derabana, you need shchita. But even he would agree that a kalut ben pekua would be mutar. Why would it be mutar, says Rashi? Sorry, the Gemara, my time, a kol milta de tamia, anything that's outrageous. Okay, de tamia, which people are surprised at, Midkar dechiri la incha. They don't forget. They remember forever. So in other words, everyone's going to know that this pekua, this kalut was a ben pekua. This you never get confused with a kalut being a treifa. They're all going to remember that it's a, look at Rashi there, midkar dechiri. Kol yotze alav. The voice goes out. Me'az kalut ze ben pekua hu. Everyone tells you. Umitoch shetamin al kalotel. And since everyone's astounded that it gave birth to such an odd-looking animal, zochrin et kol devarav. Okay, you won't forget it.
So therefore, make it treifa,
No, it's a kalut because it's kosher.
Because it's still part of the other
animal. Of the ben pekua. It's like every.
It's like a moon.
We learned that. We learned that that the kalut ben pekuah was mutar, and it wouldn't even need shchita. I don't think, right? Mm-hmm. Now that would depend. If his mother was a bit kalut or shchita, but we learned already that. Because the mother was a kosher animal, Robert. We said whatever's born to a kosher mother is kosher. So even though the pekuah is definitely a kosher animal, the kalut is a kosher animal. But now you might think, kalut, you might get confused. Like Tanakama says, you're confused with the ben pekuah in the first place. So he says, no. Right? You wouldn't get confused. Right? Now, Ikadam, the Gemara's got another version there. Maybe that wouldn't be the case. But this is the case with Amar Abaya. Kol morim be kalut ben kluta ben pekuah shemutar. Here we've got a third, Kol morim, a kalut. Ben kluta, a kalut of a kalut is of a pekua. There you wouldn't uri mutar. My time at trade to me and midka dechin. Two examples. It's a kalut ben kalut and it's a ben pekua. Right, that's outrageous. Amar zeiri, amar rabbi chenin halacha kavishu mishazuri. And look at this. This is interesting for our case, like for learning klalim. Zeiri says halacha like kavishu mishazuri, and he said like this. V'chein kavishu mishazuri matir. Bibeno u bent meno ad sof kol hadorot. You see this? It's really would matir a ben pekua, and a son of a pekua, and a grandson, and a great grandson, and a great 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 grandson, and a great 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 grandson forever. If there was ever a ben pekua in the family at the top, they all would be patur from shchita. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, hu mutar u beno asur. He says no. Only he's mutar, his beno is asur. Now. Adabar Chavo Havale Ben Pekua. So now we got a case. The Gorbin's a case of Adabar Chavo Havale Ben Pekua. The Nafal Duba Ale. What does this mean? That a bear jumped on it, right? Look at Rashi. The Nafal Ben Duba Ale. Hazeev Tarfo. He says, yeah, not a bear. What's a Zeev? A wolf. Zeev Tarfo. Velo Haya Cholodich. And what's it going to live? The other question is, what do we do? Do we shecht it quickly or not? Right? So we've got a Ben Pekua. We don't need shchita, right? We can just kill it. So Atla Kamed Rav Ashi. So Amalei Zil Shachtei. He says, go shecht it quickly. Now, he says, Zil Shachtei. Look at this. Kerabanan de Amrei Paparis al Gabe Karka Taon Shchita. He says, why must you shecht it? Because of Chachamim. And not like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. And Zairi said, Halocha is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Mm-hmm. And now we see that Rav Ashi said, Halocha is not like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. He said, shecht it. So Amar le Hamar Zeiri Amar Rachmana Halacha Kavshim Mishazuri. We just say a second ago that Zeiri said in the name of Chanani Chanina that Halacha Kavshim Mishazuri. V'chel Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Matir bebeno aven beno atzof kol adrot. V'afir Rabbi Yochanan lo kamen elu beno aval hiuhu lo. Even Rabbi Yochanan was cholek on Rabbi. He said that he argued about the ben, but he agreed on the ben pakua himself. He never needed shchita. So why are you telling me I have to go to shchita? Clear? Right, so Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan le Divrei Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Kamar. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here, the very first wide lines of Rabbeinu Gershom. He says in the middle, Rabbi Yochanan le Divrei Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Kamar Klomar Ana Lo Sfirili. This is Rabbi Yochanan saying, don't hold like that. De Lohu velo beno yehe mutar. Rabbi Yochanan saying, in my opinion, none of them are mutar. Ela da'af Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but even Rabbi Shimon Shazuri doesn't say ben ubeno. Ela beno would be asur. It's only he himself. So he said, don't bring Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say what Rabbi Yochanan was telling you wasn't Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Rabbi Yochanan say even according to Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, you're making a mistake. It's not ben and who ubeno, only who not beno. So in other words, he's saying Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that. Oops. We did it after this. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that. Right, only beno. Habra Rabbi Barachanina Amar Ula Rabbi Chanina Halacha Kavshim Shazuri. But then we have a klal that Rabbi Chanina tells us Halacha Kavshim Shazuri. Velo od ela kol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon Shazuri mishnatayinu halacha kamoto. But more than that, the klal is whenever Rabbi Shimon Shazuri features in our Mishnah, halacha is like him. Right now, look at that yud there. Mishnah Shas of mishnatayinu. Rasha says, "Ain't the gross be mishnatenu? The habehedia kamar be benachod amr aleph. Mi kamar mishnatenu? Kol makom sheshana kamar. V'kol kach, v'kach katav tosfot yom tov bekeilim. The af pize nechonim divrei tosfot divrei ana ki hai svirli afa gav shimush duri kamar. b'pesach madlikin v'hatam b'shabbat brightehi. That's what he's saying over here is that according to this, the klal is not that whenever Rabbi Shimon Shuri mentions in our Mishnah, but whenever Rabbi Shimon Shuri is quoted b'chlal, even if it's a brighter, and he brings that question of Tosfot Yom Tov there, the Mishnah Shas, that it's a brighter in Shabbos that he's quoting, not a Mishnah. So it's even widening the net, saying the halachot of Shimon Shuri not only in Mishnah but always whenever he's quoted halacha kamoto. And how can you then tell me over here that I've got to go shechted? So Amarle, Shavashi says to him now, Ana ki ha severely, the Amar Rabbi Natan, the Mishnah Shas changes to Amir Natan, halacha kavshim shazuri only in two cases, the mesukan ubetrumot maser shel demai. Not in all cases, but limited to these two cases. In our case, not one of them. And therefore, in our case, Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan says no. Whom in the case? Now, the Gemara quickly discusses which of those two cases. What's a mesukan? Mesukan is in the Tani Barishonah Yomrim. They used to say originally, we've actually seen this Gemara, we've learned this Gemara. This Gemara, where's this from? Menachot, I think. Let's say Menachot. Barishonah Yomrim, Hayotze Bekolar, Vamar Kitvu Get Lishti, Gitin, right? Where you go, where a guy's going to be killed, right? Bekolar, Rashi says, Yashin Chayev Mital Malchut. He's being sent out to be executed. And he shouts to guys, Kitvu get leishti. Right? He says, write a get to my wife. Right? So he never said kitvu vetnu. Right? He only said write. He didn't actually point them shlichim. We say, nonetheless, hara elu yichtivu v'yitnu. So originally it was only yotzei b'kolar to be killed. Chazal, chazulama, they said they wired and said, no. Afa mefaresh v'yotzei b'shayara. Anybody who leaves the town, goes to the desert, or goes to the sea, anybody going on a long journey, the same case would apply. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afa Mesukan. Shimon Shazuri said, even a Mesukan. What's a Mesukan? Look at Rashi, Mitochol, a guy who's sick, who's going to die. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, even a Mesukan, a sick guy. And where do we say Trumat Maaseh Shel Demai? We've got a Mishnah Masechet Demai. It's like a Trumat Maaseh Shel Demai. What's Demai? Demai is a Safek Tevia, right? In other words, you bought from an Am Haaretz, and we're not sure that he took off Truma, and therefore we do it without a Brocha. And normally, it's only on Shabbos that we are matir to go and ask the guy. If we forgot to take Truma before Shabbos, we can go to the Amaret and say to him, did you take Truma? If he says, yes, we rely on him. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, right, Rabbi Shimon, no. So what happened? Yeah, sorry. You got a case, you took Truma of Demai, and then Shechazun came and it all fell back into the pot. So now you've got Demai mixed up in the Truma. And now if it wasn't Truma in the first place, we don't care. Because then what you took off without a Brocha doesn't matter. If it was Truma you took off, Truma is only batal kol Rashi by 1 in 100. Right? In 101. And now you only got 1 in 100. Because you took off 100th, and it's now mixed up back in the 90s, so you got less than 1 in 101. So you have enough to batel. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, af b'chol shu'alov ochem, you can go to the Goy and ask the Amaretz and ask him, and if he says yes, you can rely on it. Okay.